is most precious, most rewarding. So whenever Baba used to come, at the end, at the time of Baba's departure, I am the official singer of the yajna, although I don't know singing. So we used to sing a song which meant that, oh Baba, don't leave us, our heart is not yet fulfilled fully. So that line I will sing, and all of you can also sing. It means, don't leave us now, just now, because our heart is not yet fulfilled, okay? Abhi na jao chhod kar, ye dil abhi bhara nahi. You can also sing. It's so simple. Abhi na jao chhod kar, ye dil abhi bhara nahi. Rest of it I alone will sing. अभी अभी तो आए हो बहार बन के छाए हो अभी तो कुछ कहा नहीं अभी तो कुछ सुना नहीं अभी ना जाओ छोड़ कर ये दिल अभी भरा नहीं एंड बाबा'स रिप्लाई वाज You will always say that my heart is not fulfilled. So Baba's reply was, Yahi kahoge tum sada, ke dil abhi bhara nahi. Why? Because it is such a thing which will never come to an end. खत्म कभी न हो जबी ये ऐसा सिलसिला नहीं कभी न जाओ छोड़ कर ये दिल अभी भरा नहीं ये दिल अभी भरा नहीं ये दिल अभी भरा नहीं
Isn't it funny how hearing Brij Mumbai sing those lines, it sort of does more for the heart than an hour of, you know, examination of gyan and whatnot. It's really beautiful. I was saying that hearing you sing those lines does more for the heart and the soul than a big class of gyan.
Yes.
It goes right through to the soul. Yes. Lovely. Thank you. So you were saying that you think of the VIPs as very ignorant person because they're body conscious. So your strength lies in your soul consciousness.
You see, when you know that you know something which the other person does not know, is ignorant. Of course, we have to give due respect to their status, because Baba has said that at the present time, they hold positions for their certain specialties. So we have to give them respect, but all the same, we know that they are completely in the dark, they are body conscious, and the so-called leaders are very, very important persons, a blind person leading blind people, it is like that. So we keep it in mind, and we also know that individually they won't know us because we are so simple and ordinary looking. But then Baba is with us, and therefore Baba will come to our help. Whatever type of VIP we face, Baba will come to our help and touch us that point which is appropriate to the person. That is how I treat it like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you always have the feeling that Baba was with you from early days in Gyan? Did you recognize Baba and feel that you had him with you, or has that also, that power, grown over the years?
But I personally feel not only for myself, but for every Brahman child of Baba, there is a predestined fortune by virtue of which they come to Baba and they recognize Baba. So, in fact, nothing special, no effort can be done on our part to recognize Baba. It is Baba's boon and a sort of part in the drama, cycle after cycle. This is, I believe.
Hmm. One of the things Baba said, I think it was today, was do not remember anyone. But how does that fit when you have a job like yours as additional Secretary General of such a huge family, huge movement? You have to remember things, don't you? You have to remember people and situations. How do you understand it when Baba says do not remember anyone?
Baba says you emerge and merge. Whatever situation requires, whatever people or other things require, you merge them because that is needed at that moment. But in my own mind, I merge it. I don't erase it because it will be required next kalpa also. But I merge it.
Hmm. So you remember when necessary, but then you merge.
In a sense, Baba does, when Baba says don't remember anyone, means that don't stick on to whatever has already happened. So after the happening, that role is over. So now I need not keep it in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
So no particular individuals we should remember or take sport of or depend upon, otherwise we will become limited.
Mm-hmm.
If you just merge, then you remain unlimited. You can get support from anyone. Otherwise you will be looking for that particular person for support because you are used to that only. So that should not be.
That's really interesting, that if you're looking for support from a particular person, then it's going to limit the help available to you. That connects with a question that I had about attachment. Baba says that to drink nectar, which means the joy of knowing yourself and Baba, you have to become free of attachment. But my own experience has been that attachment got in the way of drinking nectar. So how do you, I mean, in time that came right, but it took me personally quite a long time to become more free in that way. How can you accelerate that process of becoming free from attachment?
This attachment means we become used to our way of life, which means we have certain people, certain situations, certain facilities supporting us. We have not tasted anything beyond that because we keep sticking on to those. And once you get something better and much more unlimited, this attachment will naturally go. It's a limitation. You see, because you are attached to drinking something else, you are no taste of having a taste of nectar.
Mm.
That is the idea.
Mm.
So attachment is a limitation.
Yeah.
And because in our case everything is unlimited, we want unlimited love, unlimited happiness, unlimited joy.
Mm.
So no limitation should come in our way. Mm-hmm. We call ourselves universal, global, and like that, you know. This is the thing.
Mm-hmm. There was a statement that really struck me from Sakamuli recently that connects with this, where Baba said, it's only now that you develop a taste for just one thing in your mind. It's only now that you develop a taste, like, you know, for just one thing in your mind. Beautiful.
Sometimes you have got unlimited inheritance, golden age, and so much period of the whole cycle.
Right.
What this limited thing will mean for us?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you naturally, Baba says, you get engaged in that and you start experiencing that and you really start thinking it is not a dream, but we are going to be part of it, then that attachment automatically goes.
Mm-hmm.
The strongest is with the body.
Most attachment is?
Strongest is with the body.
Right.
So therefore, if we attack this one, that we remain soul conscious as much as possible, all other attachments will go.
It's because they're going deep inside, beyond the brain and the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because body and then other things follow.
Mm. Let me ask you a question, drawing on your experience in the political side. I wonder if you could give us a feeling for, since you're in Delhi, you know the chief ministers, the political trends in society. Can you give us a feeling for the way you see events moving over the next years in Bharat and perhaps globally as well?
Well, we know the climax and the ultimate. How things move, whatever they do, ultimately they are going to reach that aim only. So therefore it doesn't matter that, you know, what they are doing, because these are temporary events. Finally they are going to lead to what Baba has already told us. Whether it is Bharat or it is anywhere in the world, and that is all for the good and all for the good of the whole humanity and future of the world. We know that also.
Mm.
Apparently a thing may look like some so-called destruction, but that is also very useful and very important for reaching that goal. So we don't feel disturbed.
If you see things happening within the Brahmin family that are not so good, do you manage to see that with this same not disturbed? Are you not disturbed by troubles within the Brahmin family, because there must be so many with such a huge movement?
Those who have troubles, they have their own troubles. Why should I be disturbed with their troubles? I should be happy that I do not have those troubles.
Okay. What gives you the greatest happiness? What gives you the greatest happiness?
What is the definition of greatest happiness?
I don't know.
Okay. You see, Baba has told us even 2 days back that it is a huge drama and all actors are playing their part. Drama is moving very slowly and we must accept drama in total, not selectively. So when we accept drama in total, what does it mean? It means I had coined a phrase in US where I had to give a lecture, which means right is right, wrong is also right. Okay? You see it very, think over it carefully. Right is right, wrong is also right. Therefore, and everything that is happening, whether within Brahmin family, even within myself, I take it as a part of the drama, because ultimately it is going to reach that conclusion which is already told to us by Baba. Nobody else knows in the world. People get worried and start thinking because they are not sure. They do not know what will happen. But we already know what will happen, and not only that, it has happened innumerable times. So that gives us enough strength. And Baba analyzes in the Murlis how Baba helps us. Even I think day before, yesterday, Vardhan, Baba had explained that you will face many problems, physical, this, that, outside, inside. Take action, but don't get involved into those problems. You be in yoga, and in yoga you will get intellect, which will enable you to interpret the things in a proper way, and you will be detached, and you will be able to come out of it without any effect. So that is the idea.
So you're not just saying this is nothing to do with me. There may be times when you need to act, but you'll know the best way to act if you have this detachment.
Sometimes it is good to act. Sometimes it is good to refrain from acting. Sometimes it is good to act subtly. So all that situations, if we by experience learn and master, the more successful we will be. And basic thing is, I should not be affected. If I get affected, then all it means I am not very clear about being free from influences of others. Others are having karmic account, I get involved into that, I also get involved into their karmic account. I have to be detached.
You're reminding me of early days at the Global Retreat Centre in Oxford, where I have lived for many years. And in the early days, we were very inexperienced, and there were quite a lot of friction and conflict and all sorts of things going on. And at one point, I went to Daddy Janki, and I was complaining about this. And she said, I got the bony finger, you know, which I quite often heard from Daddy. She said, what's the point of complaining about it? What are you going to do about it? This was a good lesson. Yeah. What is the point of adding to a problem with any negative feeling?
You know, angularities. Any angularities have to be rounded off.
Any angularities have to be rounded off?
Rounded off. So these angularities get rounded off in this play of sanskaras.
That is so true.
So I should be happy that I am being rounded off.
That is so true, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is a source of happiness. When we can see it that way, when things are tough, it's actually knocking off the sharp edges.
If rounding off is incomplete, then we should be happy that it is being completed.
Yes.
Yes.
One of the things that came out in an interview you gave to Sister Genty in London a little while ago was that you have become aligned with God's intentions. Aligned with God's intentions. You know, and that you had this strength from early on, that you were obedient to Brahma Baba and Bap Dada. Could you tell us something about your relationships with Brahma Baba? How you saw him? What was it that gave you that confidence to to be obedient to this human being, albeit that God was there too. Did you get my question?
No,
it was a rather long one.
One naturally likes to be more following Brahma Baba, because he is human form. We are in human form. He has to face all those things here. We have to. Shri Baba can easily slip away anytime, come anytime. He is almighty. So therefore, I found how Brahma Baba, once and for all, knew that now Shiv Baba has to guide me.
Shiv Baba has to
guide him.
Guide him.
Mm-hmm. Not that Shiv Baba was there with him all the time. Mm-hmm. We know it. But whatever Shiv Baba guidance gave, Brahma Baba tried to come up to that to maximum. And I learnt that Shiv Baba is guiding us, and we have the fortune of having Brahma Baba as an example. Because if there is an example, and then we had the Dadis following Brahma Baba as example. And those examples give every Brahman experiences of extreme difficult situations. Everyone has experience of extreme difficult bodily situation, most importantly, and other situation. And how Baba helped us to come out of that. Then we forget. After we promise so many things, Baba, I will do this, take me out of this. And after that, we again become normal. That is natural. But in such a situation, if we even remember our own experiences, they will stand us in good stead. Oh, I have crossed it once. Although, as per knowledge, we have, each one of us crossed all those situations innumerable times. But that is of past kalpa. That is knowledge, but in this life also. So therefore, Brahma Baba set an example. He looked normal and like behaving with us like children. But he had did extreme of tapasya to be in each situation to be making it so easy for us.
Would we find our journey easier if we were less action oriented and more and did more tapasya?
That is natural. Why Brahma Baba left his body, became angel? Because body means action. You have so many things to do. It is the corporeal form, action. Next is the speech, and next is the mind. So therefore, the more we use mind, the less we have to use the other two.
Speech or body.
Yes.
The more we use the mind.
So now the time has come such, and mind has also become clearer. Earlier it used to go zigzag. We wanted to go this way, it will go that way. But now slowly we are able to control it. So to that extent, we are already doing mental service through the mind. But Baba wants us to make it more and more, so that, you know, we can reach more people.
Service through the mind is very connected to the heart, isn't it? Those intentions of love and good wishes.
What is the difference between heart and mind?
Pardon?
What is the difference between heart and mind?
The mind is in the soul and the heart is physical.
In the body. The heart has nothing to do with what we are talking.
Oh.
Yes.
Don't you think it comes through the heart?
we use this synonymously, but actually we are talking of mind only.
Mind only, okay. So the mind has...
To have a large heart is a disease, and to have a large mind is a quality.
A swollen heart is a disease. Okay. But I'm not completely convinced about that.
How why?
Well, you know, when the mind feels very positive, it feels as if the heart also wants to give.
Mind influences every organ of the body, that is
right.
Different. But mind is the main thing. So
right.
If we control the mind, heart will automatically come under control.
Right.
When your mind is peaceful, you will find your heart rate will be normal. So therefore, this is physical.
I understand.
It is controlled by the mind.
Right. So you have to, in it's this whole question of taking our consciousness back into the soul, with its mind and its intellect.
Conscious soul is consciousness, and mind is a faculty of the soul.
Right.
Which functions through thought.
Okay. What are the main lessons you've learned during your long life with Baba and with Raj Yoga? The main lessons that you've had to learn personally, would you say? Has there been movement? Can you see a movement in recent years, for example, compared with 20 years ago?
Actually, like a play school, Baba has taught us many things. For instance, I will give you one instance. Long back, there used to be, you know, in India, railway trains with coal engines. Coal engines.
Right, yeah.
And we used to come long distances, and when we will come out, our whole body and dress, etc., will be filled with ash. So one such time, I reached Madhuban around 2 p.m. and I was given a room which is called aeroplane on the top, is the room. So I went there with my luggage and I was so tired that I did not open my hold all. I just lay on that bed that was there with shoes on. Just I thinking I will take some rest. Suddenly, I heard the sound of wooden sandals, which means Baba was coming up. And Baba always accompanied by some children. So I thought if Baba comes and he will see me in this dress and like that, so not so good. So I closed the door of my room, came out and stood there. Then at least Baba should not enter my room and see here and out. That was all my thinking. Baba came and Baba went straight to the, there was a water tank. Baba got it opened. Baba wanted to inspect that tank and gave some points of jnana that just as this gets rusted, so soul also gets rusted, so you have to clean with kerosene and so on. And Baba saw me and just gave me drishti and child, you have come, and Baba went away. After that, first of all, I felt that Baba never looks at your body or your dress or your ashes or anything. Number two, Baba just seeing me refreshed me so much that I was thinking of lying for 2 hours there on the bed, then going down. I jumped 2 steps down, together down, went to the tea, the kitchen, made my tea, and I never felt tired after that. I felt so refreshed. Meaning to say that even company of Baba gives you so much enthusiasm and freshness.
Mm.
So So you can imagine, if you live with Baba so many years, then what effect will be there?
When over the years, as your responsibilities grew, were there times when you weren't able to feel so close to Baba? You know, after Baba had left the body and you had these big responsibilities, did that sometimes make you feel, oh, it was better when we had Baba here and I would be with Baba?
I don't understand.
I can anticipate your answer already, actually, that the drama is good. But anyway, I'll try. Was there a time when your responsibilities with this huge organization were growing and you had a lot to do? Did you ever feel, oh, it was better when I was with, when Sakar Baba was here?
Oh, I see. Not at all.
No.
Actually, it was by the way that I heard that I didn't remain with Baba for long because I was in my job. I was coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, when I was away from Baba, I had more feeling of real help and support. I could realize and feel. And in many, many, most situations, it was not when I was in contact with Baba or physically present, but otherwise that Baba helped me. And if I narrate those situations, you know, it is astounding. I can narrate one for the, if there is time, benefit of our brothers and sisters. Okay? All right. You know, all of them have seen Pandu Bhavan. Long back, there was no Om Shanti Bhavan, only Pandu Bhavan. And Baba had left body. Baba was not there, physical. The sister, senior sister, told me that we require 120 tons of cement for construction of Om Shanti Bhavan and renovation of kitchen. I was in Delhi. You go and get from the government, because outside the black market rate was very high and not affordable to us. I went to the cement controller's office. That person was just asked me, yes, but what for you have come? Now see, here starts Baba's aid. Nobody will ask such questions, but Baba touched me to ask him, which city you belong? He told my city, where I was born. Not only that, which school you studied. Can you imagine, if a 50 years old person, and I am asking him, which school you studied? And he told my school only.
Wow.
And then we shared the names of teachers of those schools. And in two minutes, we became so friendly and close. Then he said, what for you have come? I told him. Although it was difficult for him to arrange cement, there were certain government controls, but he gave us cement. Now what is it? Who knows that he also my city? He was in my school, and how he can help me?
And you thought to ask about that too.
So
yes.
This is Baba.
Yeah.
And not one, I have narrated one. Hundreds of situations. So that is Baba.
Well, that's been beautiful. A lot of wisdom. Maybe I'll just ask a last question. If you have any thoughts about living in limitless love, everything that you've been describing, all the wisdom, the faith, the trust, the obedience, the tapasya, the action in Baba's remembrance. It's all actually how to stay free and loving. But anything to say on that in a sentence?
Please make your question clear.
Living with limitless love, the theme of the gatherings. What's the secret? One secret that would be allow us all to implement this.
Secret of what?
Of that would allow us to live with limitless love. We at the moment we have these sanskars, don't we? We have sanskars that get in the way of our love. How do we transcend those sanskars?
Which part of the drama there is limitless love? Let us see. Where?
Golden age.
Golden age?
No.
Please
try again.
Check again.
When Baba comes?
Which age?
Confluence age.
Yes. So confluence age is limitless love. But here also, one has to be in confluence age to enjoy that limitless love, to experience that limitless love. Confluence age is such where you have also the option to come out sometimes from confluence age to iron age, or in other words, to body consciousness, to eye consciousness. So we know and we have all experienced this limitless love, and in that love there is nothing but love and love. In fact, love is the greatest emotion that binds the soul. If soul gets love, it requires nothing. You know, in London, I had a talk on falling in love and rising in love, Because when you are body conscious, you fall in love. These days, most people talk only of falling in love. But only Brahmins know to rise in love. That is soul consciousness. So, when sometimes we use the wrong eye and become body conscious, so we lose the taste of that love, and which means we have a taste of limited and the love that makes you fall. Why it makes you fall? Because gravity. Anything which is attracted by gravity will bring you down. And this body is the greatest gravity attached with the soul. And as soon as you become body consciousness, the elements of the nature are there, we will come down. So anything body and anything connected with body, a good motor car or good dress or good this and that, good room and all those things, so they will bring you down. Therefore, when that happens, when that happens, Baba says, if you go deep, you don't get disturbed. So dive deep into the ocean and all the disturbances will be gone. Finish.
Thank you. Great. Om Shanti.
So let us good. They are already deep in love.
It's beautiful. So I think, do we finish with a minute of silence? a means of limitless love? We do? I was told it was 11 o'clock we finished.
Even yesterday Baba has said that no limit. I am Russian, I am this is my zone, my center. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Global.
Yeah.
I may be stationed at any place. Presently we are on these seats, but we are not, this is not my seat, you know. We are temporarily. So, done.
There is no limit for Bhaisaps. If he wants to spend more time, we are happy. As you wish.
What did you say?
He's saying we can have a few more minutes. It was to have finished at 10, 11, but we can carry on for a few minutes.
Good. Baba has given us opportunity.
Yeah.
So much time. Otherwise also, so now good. Please ask our brothers and sisters something they want to ask.
Any questions from the audience?
Om Shanti, everyone. Brother Brijmohan, and you said that the heart is in the body, but when Baba tells us, "You are in my heart," what is Baba telling us? And when Baba says, "I am in your heart," what is Baba telling us?
Right. First of all, tell me, where is the body of Baba in which the heart is located? Where is the body of Baba in which the heart is located?
Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba?
Brahma Baba has no body.
Brahma Baba's body?
Nobody.
Nobody.
He is angelic.
Yes.
So therefore, this, because you know, The mind stops. When the mind stops at one point, then the feeling that you get can be called heart. Because, you know, mind goes on wandering, having one thought, other thought, like that. So to be concentrated and determined, as Baba said yesterday, determined thought will bring you experience. So to be determined always means connecting lovefully with Baba. And this is called Baba's heart. In fact, what is the meaning of Baba's heart? Heart throne. And Baba says, my heart throne is so big that all the souls of the world can sit on that. So it is only an example given.
Yes, I like this this idea that we must always come back to the soul and its qualities, even though the soul is expressing through this body. When late in her life, Daddy Janki said something very interesting to me. She said, the entire work of the Brahma Kumaris is all about the head and the heart. She said, this heart of mine is filled with happiness, and this head and brain are cool. It's like all the gyan allowed the thoughts to be at rest. and then the heart, the flow from the soul through the heart, from the mind to the heart, the physical heart, that swells and made her such a radiant personality. Very beautiful.
Yes, brother, actually it is just a dot. We are a small point, okay? A small point contains, if you think, the whole of our role for 5,000 years. A small point it is containing. Now, at what point that role emerges, different roles also is in the point. So, when we talk of heart, etc., head and heart, there is a brain and heart, which are part of the body. There is intellect and mind, which are part of the soul. Intellect and mind. But this is only to describe. This body and this thing is very limited. Because that point, body can only have limited cognizance of anything. But that point that we are can conceive the whole universe. And a particular point in the universe also. So that is the joy and beauty when Baba says, you are in my heart. It means I have to be nowhere else. Then only I am in Baba's heart. I cannot be divided that I am in my center or in my area or in my field or in my specialty, and also I am in Baba's heart. So I am in Baba's heart if I am following Baba 100%. Or I will be in Baba's heart and out, in and out at times.
Yeah, beautiful. Any other questions? Gopi. And Michelle. Oh no, it's...
Om Shanti. You say Baba don't look at the body. No, don't look at the body. But if you don't look at the body, why every morning before Moody I must go to take shower? Sorry.
You have the option to take shower in the afternoon.
Bhai Sahib, love is a very intimate experience. And everybody seeks a feeling of intimacy, intimate love with Baba. And one time I asked Daddy Kumarka the question, why does Baba love you? And she replied to say, because her eyes have never been drawn or been trapped in any human or anything. Then I asked Daddy Gulzar the question, why does Baba love you so much? And she replied to say, because Baba is in my sanskars and Baba is my sansar, my world. And then the same question to Daddy Janki, and Daddy replied that she has been obedient and faithful and loyal in following every one of Baba's directions. So now the same question to you. Why does Baba love you so much?
Bhajaya. Baba loves all his children without exception, even the first one and the last one. So Baba does not love us because of our certain qualities or what we do, we may be the last of the last Brahmins. Still Baba loves us. So you have to find answer in that. Then if you are what Baba wants, if we do that, Baba loves us more. And those who do most of what Baba wants, Baba, naturally Baba's love is drawn more to them. Even in yesterday's Murli, Baba has said the same thing. So we must not forget that if I have no qualities or I have negative qualities, Baba does not love me. It is Baba's love which has purified, which has lifted us, and which has very slowly and without any effort, Baba gives even you long rope also to bring us around, because he knows the sanskars of every soul. Baba also knows the drama, that this soul, I may do my best, but as per drama part, this soul is going to be where it has to be. So therefore, Baba's love is unconditional. And if we can also have unconditional love, then you will feel more of Baba's love for more time. The condition is that we should understand that nothing else in the world compares with Baba's love, not even your golden age status. That is the thing. For very little time in the drama, Baba comes and meets us. And Baba says, this is the time. And in all ways, in all, every way, in every relationship, in every difficulty, I am there with you. This we will never get.
Never forget.
Because we will be in bodies. See, there is no other soul in the universe which does not take a body. Even the Divine Fathers, the deities, all take bodies. And as soon as we take bodies, we forget Baba's home, Paramdham, Baba, everything. It is Baba alone who, even when comes, does not take his body. So, as a soul, supreme soul, only now he makes us feel soul. In golden age we can't have any feeling of soul, no other age. So soul to soul, that particular deep, there is nothing else but love. Truth means eternal, that love is permanent. Once now injected into us, it will remain with us in one form or the other, whole of Kalpa. He is the seed. So that is God's love.
It's an immense fortune. Yeah, Michel.
As you have met Brahma Baba and Bab Dada, you have speak to him personally in physical form, sakar form. Is that has been helping you when Brahma Baba or Badala was not there, or in the object form, to speak to him, or is that been helping you to have relationship on the subtle level, or it has been a change in your relationship with Badala in the subtle form, or what has been the help of speaking to Sakya form to the subtle form? You understand? Yeah.
When such questions are asked, one is said to think whether certain souls had a pre-advantage of remaining with corporeal Baba. When Baba says, no, Baba is absolutely neutral, every soul has its role, and it doesn't matter at all whether a soul comes in contact with Brahma Baba in corporeal form or in subtle form, sooner or later. This is my pakka conclusion, because there are advantages and disadvantages in both, and you have to be very careful about the disadvantages. Many souls think, if they had come early, if they had come in Baba's time, they would have been so fortunate, they would have gone so ahead. Look at the history of the yajna. Many souls, 300 souls were in Baba's time. Did they all get higher grade, or they also were number wise? That will give you the answer. Secondly, there is every possibility of a soul coming early in jnana, in yajna, and then running away to maya also. Because there is an appropriate time for a soul to be able to absorb and understand the power and the might of the yajna. Those souls who come today, it is very easy for them. They say, oh, there are so many of them, and even the president of India is a Brahma Kumari, it must be something good. So there is a difference. So Baba has said, each soul is individual, each soul has its speciality, and each soul should have its self-respect, that whatever is given to me is the best for me, and never look around. Because if you look around, par chintan patan ki jad hai, you may get into wrong thinking.
Thank you. Another question?
We are all complimentary. Dadi Janki used to say, what this soul can do, I cannot do. She recognized it, and it is all complimentary, and it is going to the whole world and for the whole of the cycle. So we have to have our roles. So why think like that and ask history? Because the only lesson we learn from history is, we learn no lesson from history. Please note. If you listen to my biography, this and that, it is not going to help you at all.
Thank you so much, Bhaiji. It's probably time. Yes, hello.
Om Shanti. So we are expecting Mohini Didi. She's on the way, but they think maybe 11:45. So we are thinking maybe if Brij Mohan Bhaiji doesn't mind, we can close with meditation and we'll have a very short break until Mohini Didi comes.
Thank you.